Okay, that's got to go up there. We've got to make sure all of the holes are filled so that no wind comes through. We don't want to be cold at night. We don't want the kids to be cold.
What Vern Gillies is talking about is a shelter made out of native trees and shrubs. It's been erected at the front of the museum here in Albany, just along the Princess Royal Harbour foreshore. There's a group of, I believe, they're international students who have been witnessing the erection of this shelter. Vern, how long did this take you?
This would normally take about 5 to 10 minutes to put up.
Now, is this a traditional shelter?
This is what we call a caunt, and it's spelled K-A-U-N-T. This is the old caunt. Of course, they would have built it a lot bigger than this, but, you know, depending on how many were in the family and how many had to fit in this, it would usually be bigger. But this is the, yep, this is the traditional caunt.
Now, let's describe the caunt. Let's do a lap around it. The best way to describe it is a teepee shape. It's got the opening, which is a V shape. What sort of shrubbery is this, Vern?
That's tea tree that we've used. You could use almost anything. And as you can see, the way that most of this has been put in is it's been upside down so that if it does rain, the moisture is likely to run down those leaves. But you can use she-oak is another good one to build the caunts with. But this is tea tree. It's whatever you can find that's local.
Now, traditionally, how often would these have been erected?
They would be this would probably last 3 or 4 days maybe, because, you know, the old people were very nomadic. They'd move along and the tea tree would only last for a certain, you know, number of days, as would other materials they use. So they would have this for 2 or 3 days, depending on what they were here for. Here, of course, the ocean right next to it, fishing.
And how are you tying it together? What's stabilising all this?
Well, as you can see here, amongst the tea tree, we have our own twine.
And what's that twine?
This twine is a vine that grows all the way through here. It needs to be dried out just a little bit, and it's quite tough. So this is what would actually tie bits and pieces together. The frame itself is made up of a number of long fork trees. They have a fork at the end of it. And the forks are actually fitted together to form, as you said, a teepee shape. And around the bottom and halfway round, we'd have actually planks that would be tied to the larger forks. And then the branches would be fitted into and around those branches that have been fitted at the bottom.
Who taught you?
I guess my mum and dad. We used to have these things when we were kids growing up around here, or particularly when we went camping. We used to do a lot of camping, and when Dad was alive, we'd go fishing. And
this is literally what you'd sleep in?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it's, you know, they would line the inside with paperback, if it was going to be over any period of time, line the inside with paperback, which is waterproof, put a whole lot more of this tea tree over the top. And down there would be your bedding, and traditional people would have had the tea tree on the ground, kangaroo skins on top of that, nice and warm and snug.
And room for a fire as well?
Oh, yes. Yes, the fire would be out here. These would be...
At the front entrance?
Just at the front entrance, face it away from prevailing winds. And there would be a number of these around, so that you would have one big fire and a number of these circled around the fire, or situated around the fire.
How many people know how to erect these still?
I think most of our lot do. We don't use them all that often because we have access to tents and, you know, and covered in vehicles and things like that. And it does take a little bit of time, not much, but it does take a little bit of time.
And do you like getting involved in this sort of thing and keeping the skill up?
Love it. It's great. Kids love this. It's nice, you get in there, and because this one's made out of tea tree, you get in there, if it was at night time, you lay down and there's a delightful aroma, that perfume of tea tree that you could go to sleep to. It's beautiful.
I better try it.
I think you should.
In I go. Oh, thanks, Vern. I'm just going to catch 20.
You're welcome. Thank you.